Support for agricultural programs comes from AgriGold and their newest AgriGold Giant 107-day A6408, available for 2014 in Roundup Ready and also VT Triple Pro Rib. More information on A6408, including yield and dry down data, is at AgriGold.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. Entomologists are urging wheat growers now to scout for army cutworms, even as farmers struggle to assess the scope of winter kill damage in their fields. There have been reports of cutworms in north central Kansas, southwest Kansas, northwest Kansas, and south central Kansas. Meanwhile, the picture of winter kill wheat in Kansas is sharpening as spring temperatures inch higher across the state. State extension agents say for now, possibly a third of Kansas fields have been injured moderately to severely by winter kill. A bankruptcy trustee yesterday announced that former customers of MF Global Incorporated will soon receive all of the money owed them after the brokerage collapsed in 2011. Final distributions of customers' claims will begin today and continue for several weeks. The trustee, who had arranged to borrow money from MF Global's general estate to make customers whole, will make the final distribution of funds to any U.S. customer who traded on U.S. or foreign exchanges. The Dow Jones Industrial Average trading 16,573. It's up 0.5 point. The NASDAQ is trading at 4218. It's down almost 19. The S&P 500, 1889, up 0.25 point. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Drew, it's been wet out there this week.
Yeah, my goodness. The Evansville, Indiana area got over 4 inches of rain just in the last 24 hours. So some flooding going on right now. And while we've got the heavy rain in the lower parts of the Midwest, we've got some impressive snow depths that occurred overnight last night up in Minnesota, with upwards to 11 inches being reported. It's been quite a period of storminess. It's very typical of our winter, our spring seasons, I guess, as we transition from the winter pattern into the warmer weather patterns. This morning we have quite a variety of conditions across the Midwest. Dense fog is present across most of Michigan and southeastern Wisconsin, all the way down into portions of northern Indiana. That's indicative of the changing air mass temperatures that are going to take place today. There's a strong west to northwesterly wind blowing across a big part of the Midwest. Those wind speeds are sustained at 20 to 30 miles per hour and some gusts getting up close to 40. We got that going on. We've also got rain still falling across Ohio and parts of southeastern Indiana and portions of eastern Kentucky, while it is still snowing in the upper Mississippi River Basin. So quite a contrast across the region. Like I said, temperatures are as warm as 60 degrees and near the Ohio River this morning, while it's only in the 20s and lower 30s in the far northwestern Corn Belt. So a big storm system in the process of exiting the region, and as we go through the day today, conditions will quiet down a bit. We are concerned about the forecast, though, is still generating additional precipitation across portions of the Midwest as we go forward here through the next several days. A new storm center will form near the central Gulf of Mexico coast as we get into the afternoon on Saturday. And that storm system will lift to the north, northeast, as we go through the Sunday-Monday time period and end up with another round of precipitation for much of the Delta as well as the Ohio River Basin. In fact, coming out of southeastern portions of Missouri into Kentucky, and then from there northeastward getting up to Michigan and parts of Ohio. These areas will all see another round of precipitation. Amounts will run a quarter to three-quarters of an inch with some local one-and-a-quarter-inch totals. And again, this will be mostly Sunday and Monday. So there won't be enough drying time between the last night's rain and that which has yet to come. And so we're not going to be in the fields, at least not in the lower eastern part of the Midwest, most likely. Now, in the areas to the west, in Kansas and western Missouri, maybe some southeastern Nebraska locations, maybe southwestern Iowa, those areas didn't get a lot of precipitation out of this last storm system, and they will have a chance to dry down a little bit better than other areas in the lower parts of the Midwest. So some planting may actually occur in those areas as we go through the weekend. And then next week, we have one more storm system. It's actually a cold air mass that will come down across a fair amount of the Midwest. It'll produce some scattered showers across many areas, very brief and light, nothing really heavy. But it will be a little bit cooler bias during the first half of next week. Right after that, we'll go into a period of much warmer temperatures and dry conditions. I think the Western Corn Belt will be in a great shape from Tuesday into Friday of next week for some good field working potential. And the Eastern Midwest will probably see improving conditions from Wednesday into Saturday, the 12th of April. So I think that is one of our first best opportunities to get out and work some of these fields. And there are two more storm systems of size, though, that are lined up to come across the entire Midwest as we get into the period immediately following that. I think it's going to be something like the 12th and 13th, or actually 12th through the 14th across a big part of the Midwest for the first event, and a second one that will probably occur something of the order of maybe the 16th into the 18th. So if there's a window there of opportunity, we'll have to take advantage of it. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather on WILL comes from Busey. With over 145 years of agribusiness experience, Busey's team is committed to providing resources to today's producers. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter May wheat is 730 and a quarter, down 13 and three quarters. Soft May wheat, 664 and a half, down 11 and a half. May soybeans, 1478 and a quarter, now 78 even, up 2 3/4. November are 1208 and a half, and they're up 5. May corn, 496 and a half, down 3 1/2. December, $5 and a quarter, down 1 1/4. May soybean meal, 478.10, down $2. May soybean oil, 41.84, up 17 cents. April live cattle, 144.85, down 30. April feeders, 178.77 and a half, down 5 cents. April lean hogs are limit down. They're 122.75. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
I guess the last piece of the puzzle, although I don't know how much it will truly reveal, comes next week in the form of a WASDE report. After that, we go to the field with a lot known, and I suppose at that point we put it in the hands of Mother Nature for a while.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think there's some elements in the trade that are kind of talking about this late planting season, but it's probably really a little bit early for that to really take hold at this point. Last year, I think we went from 28% planted on May 12th up to 89% or something, 86% I think 2 weeks later. So things can change in a hurry, and I don't think that's going to take hold. The wheat market, the weather has kind of taken effect on it, I think, and some of the better forecasts here for the wheat have put some negatives in the wheat, and that's put some pressure on the corn. I think we've just kind of gone from the excitement of the report not being bearish to maybe focusing back on some of the fundamental side of things again.
So the breakout we saw off of last Friday, does it hold into next Wednesday's report?
I think probably so. I think we've just kind of moved up a notch here as far as our range, and we kind of made a 490 to 510 range on nearby corn here, and I would expect that for the time being we'll probably see the top end of that sold and the bottom end of it bought, as we move into next week in the report.
I guess the export program for soybeans for this season in the U.S. probably over. Still a couple of feet to drop, though. How many soybeans come into the U.S.? How robust the U.S. crush will be between now and the end of the marketing year? Will we have an active crush program? And how many bean imports might we see?
Yeah, I think that's a good point. China's crush margins have gone back to positive. They were negative for quite a while there. So I think the exports, of course, will probably come out of South America. But that's kind of what we kind of saw this fund buying, I think, drive the prices up to where it made us a little bit uncompetitive from a world standpoint again here, and allowed maybe some meal especially to come into the East Coast. Is it going to be an amount that has, it'll be significant maybe, but not not a huge number.
Have there been a lot of hedging off of this rally? I would imagine there was some.
I think we saw quite a bit here, yeah, especially earlier in the week, you know, Monday and Tuesday when we first saw the reaction to the report. You know, talking with elevators, I'd say that we got saw probably the biggest amount of sales that we'd seen so far this year, let's put it that way, on new crop, I mean.
30 seconds left. What else should we be aware of today?
Well, I think the other thing that's kind of happening is China's talking about this, you know, non-GMO corn, or, you know, the GMO corn. They still haven't approved that, and that's kind of a negative here. There's some people talking that the sales on the books to China may never get shipped here this year until they get that corrected.
In fact, they originally was thinking that might be approved by the end of February.
And it still hasn't been done. So,
thank you, Bill.
Okay, thanks, Dave.
Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and he is in Champaign, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, May corn, 495 and a half, down 4.5. December, 499 and a half, down 2. May beans, 1477 and a half, up 2.25. November, 1209 and 3/4, up 6.25. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.